Listening Library presents Blessed by Cynthia Leitick Smith. Read for you by Kim I. Guest. The dying man spoke. Now God be thanked that all has not been in vain. See, the snow is not more stainless than her forehead. The curse has passed away. Mina Harker's Journal, quoting Quincy P. Morris in Dracula by Bram Stoker, 1897. Antipasto. Goodbye. Have you damned me? I wondered, staring over my shoulder at the lanky devil in dark formal wear, the one with honey cream sauce on his collar and blood on his tie. The one who'd so newly remade me into the same kind of monster he was. It was past 2 a.m. in the dining room of my family's Italian restaurant, and moments earlier, I'd agreed to a fool's bargain, to drink deeply from the throat of the boy lying beneath me, the boy I loved, on the condition that if I could wrench myself away before taking his life, the seductive fiend known as Bradley Sanguini would concede defeat, leave us in peace, and abandon Austin, Texas forever. Brad understood the thirst, the intoxication far better than I did, and he'd acted like I had no shot at it. Lost in the salty red mist, the sweet satisfaction, for a few moments, I'd feared he was right. But somehow I'd torn myself from the blood, the bliss, and won. Now Bradley gaped at me, slack-jawed in amazement, before recovering enough to offer a sauce.